Sadly, no power in the universe has been found that can contain calamitous news, and word soon began to trickle out about the end-of-the-world file. It got so bad that the Prime Minister of the Wrexham Parliament went on television to give what he'd hoped would be a reassuring fireside chat.
"My dear fellow Wrexhams," he began, "many of you have heard the specious rumours and conspiracy theories concerning the so-called end of the world, which is alleged to occur in approximately 15,000 years, 7 months, 9 hours and 14 minutes. This is, of course, preposterous."
And then, most unexpectedly, it hit him. The bleak tableau of certain annihilation, the erasure of every achievement of the people of Rexos IV, the end of history, as it were. And so he stuttered his way to a full stop on live TV. What followed next has now been downloaded over 17 quintillion times, making it one of the most viewed clips in the history of media. The Prime Minister, a lifelong politician and expert liar, sat in front of the cameras and told the unvarnished truth to the people of Rexos IV. The universe is a big place, and it all might have amounted to a proverbial fart in the wind were it not for the discovery, by pure chance, of Wrexham's faint electromagnetic signals by the unlikeliest and most unworthy of creatures, a writer. At first, all she saw was water. Kat was in the chapel with her mam and some of the other women, listening to Father Mylgwyn's baritone as he sang the prayers. The ever-present rain drummed steadily on the stone chapel walls. Kat focused on the raindrops dripping into the chapel through the arch of the window as she drew in a breath. And suddenly she could see the wide, dark expanse of a river. Was she dreaming? She tried to open her eyes, but the picture became clearer. Black water rumbled, swollen and churning against the banks. This wasn't her familiar Abba. What river was it? Where was it? She turned as if to ask someone and saw her brother standing on the bank, staring into the water.
Who?
She called his name, but he didn't look up. Couldn't he hear her? He snapped his head up, but looked past her. And then he ran. Things began to move around her. It was as if the scene broke apart and came together again. She was standing in a meadow. The stench of blood and death filled her nostrils. She heard a high-pitched whistle. No, a scream. Someone screaming. She raised her hands to cover her ears. And she found herself back in the church, kneeling.
Dominus vobiscum,
the priest sang in Latin. The Lord be with you, Kat thought automatically. Paladin stepped back, the bow still drawn.
Who are you?
The coot sat down on an overturned barrel, his bones creaking and popping as he let out a sigh. He had a thin tuft of white hair wavering gently in the morning breeze, and his skin was wrinkled and liver-spotted.
Been too long since I knew that, friend. Me woman said I had the mind rot before she coughed herself into the ground.
Yet you knew my name? The old man laughed.
It's queer, I admit. I couldn't tell you what I ate this morning, or if I shit water or rocks, but I remember my days at the isle 30 turns ago. Every moment and every face.
He smiled as he looked at Halidon.
And you, Halidon Stroke. I have always remembered you.
Do I remember my first ever kiss?
Yeah.
Yes, Rosa, I'm telling her. But I'm watching the changing sky, as memory's freight runs down the track of my spine and those slow colours in the distance turn the corner and I am 8 years ago. It is dusk and I am waiting, wanting, waiting, anticipation. Winter slowly sings its song to dusk and snow. Snow is on the ground like the clouds have laid themselves down to make a carpet. This is the place that gives a name to peace. silence.